بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أمي افتلتت نفسها وأراها لو تكلمت تصدقت، فهل لها أجر إن تصدقت عنها؟ قال: نعم. متفق عليه. This chapter, giving sadaqah, charity, good deeds, nafil, acts on behalf of the mayyit, on the behalf of the deceased, and making dua for them. Imam Nawawi, just to recap, brought the verse of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those who came after them, that is after the muhajirin and the ansar, يَقُولُونَ, they made this dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O Allah, forgive us and our brothers that have gone ahead of us on iman. In other words, the mu'mineen that have passed away. In the Quran we are taught to make dua for them. So this clearly indicates the not only permissibility but virtue and encouragement that is given to make dua for the deceased. And obviously, if Quran encourages us to make dua, then badarja ula, to a far greater extent, would be this encouragement to give sadaqah, charity, etc., on behalf of the mayyit, the deceased. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna ummi uftulitat nafsuha. Verily, my mother passed away suddenly. This is not directly linked to what is mentioned in the hadith, but we find that generally there are two types of death that occurs. One is a person passes away after a protracted illness, develops cancer or some other terminal illness, and gradually passes away as a result of that. That type of maut, a person is able to prepare for maut and death, because gradually the inevitability of his departure from the world dawns upon him. He sorts out his financial affairs, etc. He tries as far as possible to send ahead for the akhirat. Then there is the other type of maut, and that is what we call mautul fuja'a or mautul baghta. A person suddenly passes away. He was not anticipating maut. On the one hand, Quran advocates the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are taught, prepare for death. Realize that it doesn't mean that you are healthy, so your maut is far away. Death can come all of a sudden. We heard this morning in the Fajr Salah, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَّقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Spend in the way of Allah from that which we have given you. This type of spending, not only financial spending, physically also. Exert yourself. أَنْفِقُوا. Spend in the way of Allah. Exert yourself for akhirat. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before maut and death comes upon you. And then if a person had not prepared, if he was not ready, in other words, spiritually, then Quran encapsulates the regret at that time. This is why Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, used to say, ittaqillah, fear Allah, wala tajtami'an, let there not be, la tajtami'an, alayka indal maut hasratan. At the time of maut and death, don't let two regrets come together. One is the natural regret when you're leaving this world. That is what we call hasratul maut, the regret of maut and death. Naturally, Allah has designed this human being such. You want to cling on to life. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned about Adam alayhi salam. They made dua to Allah ta'ala, extended life. This is natural. So, one is the hasrat of maut, the regret at the time of maut and death. Many of the aslaf, the salafi salihin, the pious predecessors, what was their regret at the time of maut? If Allah gave me more life, I'll do more, even more good deeds. I'm losing out on the beauty, on the sweetness of Quran, the sweetness of feeling hunger on a hot day of fasting, the sweetness of tahajjud salah, the sweetness of dua, the sweetness of crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's also a hasrat, a regret, a loss that will occur at the time of death. That loss is inevitable. Then there is another loss. This is what Imam Hassan Basri, the great sage of Islam, warns us about. And what is that? Hasratul fawt. The hasrat and regret of lost opportunities. Lost opportunities to do what? To do the correct thing. To the surplus wealth which you were storing and hoarding, you should have spent it in Allah's way, sent it ahead for akhirat. You're going to lose that opportunity now. The time that you could have given in the way of Allah, you involved it in other things. Now you're going to lose that opportunity. So Quran encapsulates that. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. They will say, O Allah, give me a little bit of extension. Rabbi Lawla, if only أَخَّرْتَنِي, you would give me a little bit ta'khir, little bit extension. Why? فَأَصَّدَّقْ. Now with great stress, qasam, now I will make sadaqah, I will spend. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and now I will do pious deeds, I will do good deeds, I will become your obedient slave. وَلَيُّأَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah's sunnah, no one will be given an extension. So this type of maut, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually sought protection from. What maut? Mautul fuja'ah, mautul baghta, the sudden death, where you were not anticipating, or didn't realize, suddenly accident, suddenly heart attack, suddenly we hear person dropped dead, he was healthy. Then you'll hear this, hey, I just saw him yesterday, he was smiling, I was just talking to him, and now you're saying he passed away. So this type of death is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek protection from, because ostensibly a person is not able to prepare spiritually, not able to prepare mentally. So in any case, coming back to this, Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, my mother passed away suddenly. Inna ummati, inna ummi uftulitad nafsuha. وَأُرَاهَا لَوْ تَكَلَّمَتْ تَصَدَّقَتْ. And Ya Rasulullah, I am of the opinion that had she had the opportunity to speak before her death, had she had the opportunity, تَصَدَّقَتْ, she would have made some sort of sadaqah, charity. Maybe he was referring to just general charity, or he was referring to something specific. فَهَلْ لَهَا أَجْرٌ إِن تَصَدَّقْتُ عَنْهَا. Will Allah reward her if on her behalf I have to now give sadaqah and charity? So to this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, yes, Allah will reward her. So from this hadith we learn the permissibility and the encouragement that is given to do voluntary acts of good, in other words neki, acts of piety, for those that have passed away. In other words, say to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, whatever reward there is for this, give it to my deceased father or mother or wife or whoever it may be. The reason the question is being asked is that Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. No human being will receive any reward except for that which, for that good deed, sa'a, that he made some sort of effort. Now, ostensibly a person passed away. Now, if you are going to do a good deed on behalf of that person, they made no effort. They have passed away. So, Allah Ta'ala says, you will not receive except that which you made effort for. So, one explanation that the Mufassirin give of this is that the verse refers to the kuffar. The second explanation is, قُسُورُ الثَّوَابِ عَلَى مَا يَعْمَلُهُ الْعَامِلُ دُونَ مَا عَمِلَهُ. The question is that is sawab, reward, restricted to that which a person himself does, or will he receive sawab and reward for something which someone else does for him? In other words, he didn't make any sa'i or effort for it. So to this, ulama ikram respond, the muhaddisin have written, لَيْسَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ حَيْثُ الْعَدَلِ إِلَّا جَزَاءُ مَا عَمِلِ. It is the dictate of Allah's justice that a person should only receive that which he himself put sent forward, that which he exerted himself. From a point of view of equanimity, of justice, obviously a person will not receive reward for that which he himself did not do. But أَمَّا عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْفَضَلِ. But if you look at it from the point of view of Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, فَاللَّهُ أَعْظَمُ وَأَكْرَمُ. Allah is very, very generous. Allah is very, very merciful. So, making nafil salah on behalf of someone who passed away, likewise feeding, clothing the poor, those who do not have clothes, doing other optional good deeds like printing Islamic literature, running a madrasa, etc., building a masjid, engaging in some sort of nafil zikr, tilawat of Quran, likewise nafil hajj and umrah, nafil sadaqah, all these voluntary acts or good deeds a person can do and then pass the reward on to a person who has passed away. And Allah's mercy is such, we have this real hope. For example, we learn in hadith that if you raise your hand and you make dua for someone else, you could have made dua for yourself, but you made dua for someone else. Allah's malaika say ameen to that dua, and we learn in the riwayat Ghaliban Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah SAW said the angels make ameen to that dua and they say, walaka mithlu dhalik. Whatever you ask for your brother or for someone else, Allah grant it to you also. So it doesn't mean that if you do a good deed and you pass the reward on to somebody who has passed away, Allah will deprive you of the reward. There is a hope. Allah's mercy is such. Allah's treasures are limitless. Allah will reward you also, and Allah Ta'ala will reward that person. You find in the riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا يَلْحَقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحَسَنَاتِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. That amongst the avenues of the good deeds that a person will receive after his death. Beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا يَلْحَقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحَسَنَاتِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of the good deeds that the person after his death, a mu'min, will receive. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions various avenues. I'm going to translate, عِلْمًا نَشَرَهُ, that knowledge which he passed on. Islamic literature, dawat and tabligh, knowledge which he passed on. He will continue receiving the reward after he passed away. وَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَهُ, pious child which he left behind. مُصْحَفًا وَرَّثَهُ, copies of the Qur'an which he printed, distributed, etc. مَسْجِدًا بَنَاهُ, a masjid which he built. People are reading salah, the good deeds will continue coming to this person after he passed away from the world. بَيْتًا لِإِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ بَنَاهُ, a musafir khana, a place for travelers to put up the night or to receive some sort of assistance. That reward also, after he has passed away, he will receive. Nahran ajrahu, a river or a stream or a source of water, can be a borehole or a well that he dug, etc. Sadaqatan akhrajahu min malihi fi sihati wa hayatihi, that sadaqa and charity which he spent out of his wealth whilst he had health and life. تَلْحَقُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِ, as long as people will benefit after his death, he will continue receiving the reward. Allah give us tawfiq.